The Rush Hour Catch-Up Podcast, fueled by sport. Oh, and fresh fruit, vegetables, seafood, meats, poultry, nuts, deli goods and more. You'll find all your fresh food needs at Paddy's Markets, Haymarket and Flemington.
Thursday night footy is here. Round 10 gets underway tonight. Melbourne Storm and the West Tigers. We've got you covered all the way through till kickoff at 7.50, NRL primetime from 7 o'clock. But first off, Parramatta fans, rejoice. Clint Gutherson is an Eel for the next 3 years.
Yeah, hallelujah. Now he can, any hope have you had of playing State of Origin is back on track because, well, so I had him in my side most of the year. The reason I took him out was because of the contract dramas, and I know Freddie Fittler would have been watching from afar as well.
We'll share with you the sweetener that got the deal over the line for the Parramatta Eels. All the details coming up shortly. Brent Reed will join us as well just after 6.15. He's got a couple of stories that, MG, we are forbidden from speaking about until exactly 6.15.
Yes, we are.
It's an embargo.
Yes, I know. And that means you're not allowed to say anything about...
Correct.
Payne House.
Yes, you're not allowed to say anything.
Okay, I won't then.
Good.
What's an embargo?
Yeah. Last Brent Reed.
Thing in the harbour.
Brent Reed will join us through Eddie's Mail just after 6.15. And Wendell Saylor's going to join just before 7 o'clock.
Go the deal.
We're going to do rapid fire footy. But MG, there's also a golfing story I need you to settle for me. Long John Daly versus Tiger Woods.
Yes.
Long John Daly's asked for a golf cart at the PGA Championships.
Give him what he wants.
It's not on.
Wow.
We need Wendell Saylor to join in and decide the argument for us. But up next, Clint Gutherson, the most talked about contract in recent memory. Oh. It is done. He is staying at Parramatta for the next 3 years.
Para fans, I want to get your opinion on this deal with Brad Arthur now. Gutho, 133.53. How are you feeling? Parramatta fans, could be a stay a random shirt up for grabs for the best caller.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Thursday night footy coming up, the Melbourne Storm taking on the West Tigers. We're counting you down to kick off in that one.
Trending now.
Clint Gutherson has signed a three-year deal with the Parramatta Eels, meaning he will stay with the club until the end of the 2022 season.
Yeah, I'm very glad. I'm glad for the club. I'm glad for King Gutherson. You know, I love this bloke as a player, but it seemed to drag on and on and on and on, and it was getting to a stage where we're getting sick of seeing Clint in the papers talking about his contract. Well, now it's done. Now they can get on with. They've got the brand new stadium. They've got the brand new coach to a new deal. Now they've got their best player. Now watch them all follow from him.
You think Mitchell Moses, who's got a similar deal lengthwise, three-year deal on the table?
Yeah, Michael Jennings, Daniel Alvaro, Takarangi.
The momentum's there for this.
I think so. I think, Brad, I think it was very astute by the Parramatta management by signing Arthur first because he's like the Pied Piper. They love him. They love playing under him. And he's a good coach. He's proven that. Like, obviously, last week's an epiphany. Getting beat by Melbourne like that won't ever happen again. But, no, Parramatta, this is good for Parramatta.
Gives them a nice little bump heading into their game this weekend against the Cowboys
it
as well. Also, MG, Origin.
Yes.
Prospects for Clint Gutherson. You've had him in and out of your side.
Well, Freddie said yesterday, he had a press conference with Kevvy Walters to say it's 3 weeks away from Origin. Freddie said, get your shit sorted. I'm not having anyone in my camp who's under contractual dramas. And this is a bit of a sign from Gutho's earnings management to say, well, if I'm any chance of playing State of Origin, get this sorted.
Consider Clint Gutherson's SHIT
back on
track. Sorted.
Back on track.
Andrew in Wollongong, you're a Para fan. What do you think of the Clint Gutherson signing?
I am relieved, like, beyond belief, mate. It's you guys had the thing on your Instagram a couple of weeks ago with regards to who should Para sign first.
Yep.
I said the coach. I said BA. And then everyone would follow after that because you need some certainty on who's going to coach you. And that's the way it's played out. So, yeah, relief for me.
Well, Andrew, mate, we're glad that the Parramatta fans are happy about this. Let's give Andrew a shirt.
Yeah, for following us on our Instagram at Rush Hour Triple M, Andrew will send you a Stay Random Sydney T-shirt.
Let's go to Mil Perro and let's talk to Steve. Hey, Stevie.
Hey, boys, how's it hanging?
How's it hanging there? Great, mate, like a pendulum. How are you going?
Mate, not too shabby for an old boy. Mate, I've been following the Eels for longer than anyone would care to remember. I followed them when they were crap. I followed them when they were winning grand finals. I followed them when they were crap again. I'm so stoked that they signed Gutherson because they didn't. We'd be in the wilderness again for another 3 or 4 years. I'm absolutely rapt that he's back there. And as their last caller said, you know, once you had BA and Gutherson, all the rest are all going to follow suit, and we're going to kick some serious freckle this year.
Good on you, Stevie.
Stevie Milpera. We're going to throw you a Stadio Random Sydney T-shirt as well. I like that. Now, we cannot talk about signings at Parramatta Eels without bringing in this man, MG.
He loves them.
I believe one of our listeners referred to him as the tech guy. Tech guy, Tony, also known as our digital producer.
Tony Soprano.
Have I got an opener yet?
No, we're not. Oh, settle down, mate.
Just the credits of Soprano will do.
Jesus.
Tony! Yeah,
digital producer, Tony, you're a massive Parramatta fan. Yep. What's your take on the signing?
Happy it's all done. Happy that Clint Gutherson's re-signed. Happy that Brad Arthur's re-signed as well. But more importantly, I'm happy that the Parramatta Eels didn't get bullied into making the wrong decision, which would be giving Clint Gutherson what he want. So it's an extra, 150K in an extra year?
Yep. Mm.
We've seen before with what happened with Parramatta with the whole Chris Sandow situation, when they get bullied into paying overs for a player. Look how that turned out. Kieran Foran as well is another one. So I'm happy that the club stood strong on what they thought was right.
Well done, Bernie Gurr. Well done, Mark O'Neill, because it would have been easier to cave to their, the star player and the coach's request, but you didn't. You said, no, we'll do it our way, and your way was the right way.
That was the sticking point for a while. Clint Gutherson wanted that fourth year on the deal. He hasn't got that, but Michael Chamis on NRL.com reports that the Eels have sweetened Gutherson's 2019 contract. They have a lot of money, which is left over in the salary cap, which is why they're trying to sign somebody before the June 30 deal. Michael Chamis reports that they have taken some of that leftover money and sweetened Gutherson's contract for this season, which has helped get the deal over the line. So a nice bit of business there from both parties,
I think. It's well done. It's just in time, I think. If they let it linger any longer, it was going to be really, really disruptive.
Can I get a T-shirt?
No.
You've got one, mate. You stole one.
No. And excitingly for your mob as well, MG, it means Dallin Mateni-Zalesniak may be off the hit list. Maybe he sticks around at the Panthers.
I hope he does.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Brent Reed will join us next. Couple of big stories on Reedy's Mail.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, counting you down to Thursday night footy between the Melbourne Storm and the West Tigers. We are an hour and a half away from kickoff NRL primetime from 7 o'clock with Anthony Maroon, Wendell Saylor, yourself, MG. And if you want to win a double to go and see the Swans and Collingwood, MG's busily trying to come up with a question.
Oh, I've got one.
Oh, you've got one?
Yeah, I've got one.
All right, that's coming up very shortly. But first, we need to do this.
Reedy's Mail.
Brent Reed from the Australian Triple M NRL. G'day, Reedy.
Hello, boys.
Some big news, mate.
MG half broke your embargo.
Well, I didn't know what an embargo was until he told me. No, I'm joking.
Hey, let's start it off with the news that has just come to hand about GI, his retirement, and what it means for the South Sydney Rabbitohs salary cap.
Yeah, look, it's good news for South Sydney. Obviously, Gregan was on a mega deal. I think he was just shade under $1 million next year. And obviously, he still has a fair chunk of his salary to be paid this year. But the NRL's come down, you could say, favourably for South Sydney. Basically, they're going to have more than $1 million now over the next 18 months on their salary cap that they can spend on a player. They can go hog wild in the player market. As someone said to me today, they've gone from shopping for Holden to shopping for Ferraris. That's how much money they've now got to spend, because the NRL has decided that the vast majority of Greg Inglis's salary cap or salary will now be outside the cap.
How will this be received by other clubs?
Well, the NRL made a point today saying that some clubs actually wrote to them and spoke to them that they were in favour of taking Greg's salary out of the cap because he's not playing, and South don't have Greg Inglis. Look, they can have $1 million to spend, MG, but look, it's going to be very hard to find another Greg Inglis. You can't. So there's no doubt there's some detriment to South Sydney because they've lost one of the great players. Well, he's one of the great players of our generation. You can't replace guys like that. So, look, there's some clubs who aren't happy, but there's plenty of clubs who are happy with the way the NRL's landed here. And look, I've got to be honest, I don't have a great complaint because, you know, they haven't got Greg Inglis. There's $1 million next year. I think he's on 990 or something next year they've got that to spend because Greg Inglis isn't there, and they're not going to be able to find another Greg Inglis. So I don't have a great complaint. Some will, but I don't.
Any suggestion on which Ferrari they might go shopping for?
Well, I've obviously been linked with Latrell. I'm not sure about that one. I'm not sure if that's on the money. There's some other guys, obviously, who are out there you can get for next year. Tevita Pangai is one guy who has already been linked with South and has got a relationship with Wayne Bennett. And you know, that would more than cover Tevita Pangai. You know, his value has probably dropped a little bit in the past couple of weeks or past month. Aside from that, you know, they've kept it pretty close to their chest at the moment. I know they're after an English forward, but he wouldn't be in that price range. So at the moment, not too sure where they're going to go, but, you know, obviously we know how the player market ebbs and flows and blokes suddenly come out of the clouds and are available. We've seen that in recent seasons. South will be there ready and willing to sign anyone who becomes available and they deem as a good quality player.
Every Tuesday I put my Origin team up on our social media. I change it each week, but about a month ago I put Payne Haas off the bench, and a few of our listeners, a few of our people on social media go, "What are you on, mate?" But someone's saying that it could be close to a reality.
Yeah, well, I spoke to Freddie yesterday, Brad Fittler, obviously, and we kept this up our sleeve, a couple of us till today or tonight. And basically Freddie said, if he has a good game against the Roosters tomorrow night, he is right in the thick of it and a very big chance of playing in the opening Origin game. Freddie knows him better than most. He coached him in the New South Wales under-18 team. He coached him in New South Wales, I think, under-20s as well. He's come through the pathways with Freddie. When he was 15 years old, Payne asked, he was beating all the records the under-20s had set with the New South Wales pathway program. So he's right in the mix. And if he comes through that game tomorrow night, I reckon you're a genius, MG. I reckon he'll be there on the bench for Origin 1.
Oh, please. All right, Brent Reed, we got to let you go. The Jack DeBellin...
Hey, we should just quickly note on Payne Haas, he's doing Ramadan too.
Okay.
Unbelievably this month. So he's doing Ramadan as well. He could play Origin while doing Ramadan.
And Reedy, we will keep your phone number handy because the Jack DeBellin decision, appeal against the NRL's no-fault stand-down policy.
We're expected 4 p.m.
to hear a decision on that tomorrow, so no doubt we'll be in touch. Brent Reed from the Australian part of the Triple M NRL team, we'll speak to you soon.
Thanks, brother.
Beautiful, guys. See you, guys.
The Rush Hour with MG. 133353. You want to win a double to go see the Swans take on Collingwood at the SCG for a good old-fashioned mongrook game? Tickets are available at Ticketek. Call 133353 now.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. You all right, mate?
Yes, just getting my three-part question ready for the giveaway.
Three-part question?
Yeah. It's got to be hard for these deluxe seats.
This is... the Pies are back in town in a classic mongrook clash at the SCG. Swans v Collingwood next Friday, May 24th. Tickets are available at Ticketek or MG... might be about to give away two deluxe seats. I don't know how this is going to work out. Mm-hmm. All right, Ross in Narellan, you are first up to win these tickets. MG tells me it's a three-part question.
Yep.
You ready?
Okay.
Roscoe, okay. First part, who is AFL's leading goal kicker?
Leading goal kicker is Lockett.
Correct.
Where did he come from to play when he came from somewhere to Sydney?
Geez.
St Kilda.
Yep, and for the tickets, what number did he wear in Sydney?
Oh, he's come so close.
13.
Oh! So close.
All right,
so
we've worked out the first two answers, so everyone else just needs to answer the third question, yes?
Yeah, okay. Andy?
Andrew in the Central Coast.
I'll be at the Central Coast tomorrow at the Ocean Beach Hotel. If you're around, say hi.
G'day, mate. How you doing?
Mate, what number did Plugger wear in Sydney?
Mate, it's a total guess. 27?
No, sorry. Benny in Penrith. Hey, Benjamin.
Hey, mate, how are you?
What number did Plugger wear?
Number 4.
You've got it, baby.
Congratulations, Ben.
Oh,
well done. Feels like a stitch up when a bloke from Penrith wins your quizzes, MG.
Do you know that Dean McRae, who played two seasons with the Swans, had number four when Plugger come. So Plugger said, mate, you take number two. So he made the bloke get rid of his jumper because he wanted to play number four. There you go. Bit of history.
That's what happens when MG has Wikipedia up in front of him.
No.
I'm driving, boys. I wouldn't touch your phone while I'm driving.
Oh,
no,
good man.
No, he's telling me.
Oh, no, I'm saying MG's got Wikipedia up in front of him, Ben. Ben, well done, mate. You've won two deluxe seats to go and watch the Swans v Collingwood, a couple of merch packs as well, and $50 to spend on some food and some frothies at the SCG next Friday night, Swans v Collingwood, May 24th. For everyone who missed out, tickets are available at Ticketek. This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, we're going to play Say What, because my old mate, Nick Kyrgios, he's back to his old tricks. He has come out, all guns are blazing. We've got that audio for you next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Getting you ready for Thursday night footy. The Melbourne Storm taking on the West Tigers. An hour and 10 away from kickoff in that one. NRL prime time. Coming on in 20 minutes, Anthony Maroon, Wendell Saley, yourself, MG, will be tearing apart tonight's game. It's going to be a good one too.
I think it will be. The Master and the Apprentice, Bellamy versus Maguire, and Kronk versus, not Kronk, sorry.
Munster.
Yeah, Munster and young...
Luke Brooks. Yeah, that's all right. I'll be here all night.
I'm thinking of Brodie Croft. Some of these little guys look the same, don't they, these days?
Don't worry, everybody. MG will have his words together come 7 o'clock NRL prime
time.
No,
I won't.
Let's do this.
Say what?
MG, you know how this works. I've got some audio. I need you to tell me who it is and what they are on about. Why don't we start in the world of rugby league? There's a clue for you. Who is this and what is he on about?
I'm not going to answer any more questions. I mean, I've answered, you know, three or four times now over the last three or four press conferences. That's
one peed off Anthony Seibold.
What's he talking about?
The continued conjecture about Jimmy the Jet.
I'm not going to answer any more questions. I mean, I've answered, you know, three or four times now over the last three or four press conferences that James understands what he needs to do to get back in the team. There's no lack of feedback and there hasn't been a falling out. So, you know, I just think at the moment that James has got to work on some areas of his game.
And you'd think if he had to work on areas of his game, to be playing this weekend, but he's not. He's not playing in the Wynnum Manly team to go to Papua New Guinea. So, I don't know how he's going to get better if he doesn't play.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it?
Well, it's less chance of him playing Origin than the less he plays.
Yeah,
that way.
Yeah, look, you got to take Anthony Seibold at his word that there is no falling out and that he has given the feedback to James Roberts that what he needs to get better at. All right, next one. Who is this and what is he on about?
This is the only sport where you can kill a man and get paid for it at the same time. It's legal.
The only sport you can kill a man and get paid for it. It's legal. It's got to be an American boxer.
It is an American boxer.
Dante.
Yes. Deontay Wilder, the WBC heavyweight champion. This is the full quote. He got asked this after a training session. He's got a fight on Saturday against Dominic Brazil, fighting in New York. And this is him responding to reporters' questions.
This is a brutal sport. This is not a gentleman's sport. I keep saying this is not a gentleman's sport. We don't ask to hit each other in the face. And you can ask any doctor around the world, he'll tell you the head is not meant to be hit. And on this particular time, we have bad blood against each other. This is the only sport where you can kill a man and get paid for it at the same time. It's legal. So why not use my right to do so?
Use my right.
That is why I'm...
What's his opponent's name?
Dominic Brazil, I believe it's pronounced.
Time to run. Run, Dominic, run.
Heading for the hills. Okay, now I'm excited because we get to talk about this man. Who is it and what is he on about? First up, we'll do this one.
He's my polar opposite. Yeah. Like, literally my polar opposite.
Yeah, you say his name.
It's the great man, Nick Kyrgios.
Your favourite sportsman.
What's he talking about?
He's bagging the best. He's bagging Nadal. He's bagging Djokovic.
He's not bagging them.
Yes, okay. Tell me that he's not bagging them.
This is Nick Kyrgios speaking. The journalist's name is Ben Rothenberg.
He's had a bit of a run in.
He's had some back and forthing on Twitter. This is his full comment or part of his comments about Rafael Nadal.
He's my polar opposite. Yeah. Like, literally my polar opposite. I don't like... And he's super salty. Like, every time I've beaten him, he always... When he wins, it's like, it's fine, you know? He won't say anything bad. Like, he'll credit the opponent. Like, he competed well today. He was a great player. But then as soon as I beat him, it's just like, he has no respect for me, like, my fans. Like, and I'm like, and no respect to the game. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. What are you talking about?
That's just honesty, though.
Oh, my goodness, man.
Can you seriously not appreciate Nick Kyrgios' thoughts there?
Yeah, when he wins a Grand Slam tournament, I'll appreciate everything he says. And when you can bag Rafael Nadal, who's the best, probably going to be the best tennis player of all time, Djokovic maybe top three or four. Come on, man. Well, really? That could have been a come on, man, then. That could have been a come on, man. Them statements alone from Kyrgios.
Well, hold fire, because he had this to say about Novak Djokovic. Oh.
I just feel like he has like a sick obsession wanting to be liked. Like, he just wants to be like Roger or like... I feel like he just wants to be liked so much that I just can't stand him. Like, this whole celebration thing that he does after his match.
You're doing the boob throw thing.
It's like so cringeworthy.
Hey, he's honest. I like that. I like honesty. But come on. It's you know, it's kind of like a current first grader bagging Mal Meninga or one of the immortals because that he doesn't like the way they did things. They're immortal for a reason, because they win tournaments, Nick. Something that you can't do, especially a Grand Slam, brother.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Wendell Saylor's going to join us next because there's a golfing debacle we need to sort out.
Talk about immortals. Long John Daly.
Wendell Saylor joins us next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Liam Flanagan here, and we are joined by Wendell Saylor. G'day, Del.
Yes. Good evening, boys. Good to be here.
Hello, delicious.
I'm feeling great.
Yeah, you look. You always look delicious.
Yeah, I'm feeling great, mate. After our magic week last week, and Melbourne certainly turned it on for us last week.
Fantastic.
Now, we are going to get to rapid fire in just a moment. But first off, there's a story that I need to bring to your attention. You're both golfers. You're both MG. You're out at Penrith all the time. Where's your home course, Wendell?
I'm Twin Creeks, but I play a lot of Wollongong.
You'll play wherever there's a gig going.
No, but I love my golf. I'm like a tragic.
I travel
Central Coast. I travel anywhere. I travel interstate to play golf. I love it.
You're a very good golfer, and you've got very good touch around the greens.
I have.
Short game is very good, MJ.
Yeah,
that's good for a big man.
Yeah, two hole-in-ones, but enough about me.
The PGA Championship, one of the golfing majors, is set to begin in the next couple of days.
Yep.
And Long John Daly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're not worthy.
Well, he has requested and successfully been given permission to take a golf cart.
Yes, I see that. A club car too, just quietly. Like, they're pretty big, you know, that brand. But I can't believe it. That's not how golf should be played. I love him. I met him when he came out here when he put 7 balls on the water in that pro-am or just after that first round. I met him, and he's got such an aura about him. Like, I love him. But I reckon if you're playing at that level... If you can't walk, mate, you shouldn't be getting a car.
He's got to put his beer somewhere. Like, he's got to have an esky for his beers.
Yeah, I know why, but still, I can. You know, some of the boys are blowing up. I know, like Tiger Woods.
This is what Tiger Woods had to say when he heard about John Daly.
As far as GD taking a cart, well, I walked with a broken leg, so.
Oh, come on, man! It's John Daly, mate.
Yeah, I know.
He's a golfing god.
I know he is, but
I think everyday man, every layman and lay women can relate to John Daly because we love him. He's a hitting a giggler, and he he's going to bring. I know Tiger brings a lot through the gates. Long John Daly would bring a lot through the gates as well. Even
of
his
course.
Car. Who would you rather have a round of golf with?
Tiger Woods every day of the week.
No.
Yep.
Long John.
Nah, mate, I'm telling you, just, mate, what Tiger has done, he changed the game of golf. Like, you know, there's certain people in history that change, you know, like Messi and these guys, Palais, and obviously in cricket, Gilchrist, what he's done. Mate, Sir Donald Bradman, that's like what Tiger Woods has done. And to win, like, the Masters just recently, even more so.
Damien Cook's changing the way hookers play.
Oh, of course he is, mate. He's added so many different, you know, things to his game. And,
you change wingers.
But I think before me, Eric Groth was he was the original.
Terry Fay.
Yeah. I thought we were talking about golf. All
right. But we love golf.
Okay, let's do this. 1, 2, 3, the Triple M Rush Hour's rapid fire footy. Wendell, who will be the number 9 for Queensland in game 1?
Ben Hunt, hands down.
MG, who is the player you would not want Queensland to name at number 9 as a New South Welshman?
Cameron Smith.
Yeah, good, fair. MG, who will be the number 6 for New South Wales in game 1?
Luke Keary.
Sorry, I didn't mean number 6. I meant right centre.
Oh, right centre. Oh. Either Josh Morris or Jack Whiten.
Wendell, as a Queenslander, who would you least like to see at right centre for New South Wales?
Latrell Mitchell. I know he plays left side, but when you're so good,
you can
play him either side. So, mate, Latrell Mitchell, that way Croker or someone else can play on the left side.
Oh, okay. Yep. I like that. All right. Yep. Ryan Hall, the Englishman set to play for the Roosters this weekend. It's reported that he can complete a Rubik's Cube in 60 seconds. Wendell, what is your hidden skill that nobody knows about?
In 60 seconds?
Oh, no, that doesn't mean no, 60 seconds.
To be honest, I don't really have a hidden skill. Like, I'm a really good dancer, but everybody knows that. But that's not a hidden skill. I'm serious. But other than that, I've got zero.
Okay.
My hidden skill is I was the regional yo-yo champion when I was 12.
Are you serious?
I can do the Eiffel Tower. I can do the rock the bell, walk the dog around the world.
Well, I want you to prove it next week.
I'll bring a yo-yo in.
Because, mate, you've lied to me a few times.
I can do the spaghetti.
Okay.
Eat the spaghetti.
The longer I work with this man, The more I'm either starting to believe that a young Mark Guy was the most amazing person on the face of the planet.
That's what I mean.
Or the biggest bull crap artist on the face of the planet.
You know what? He's somewhere in the middle, and that's where you find the truth.
He's got me a few times. Like he said to me, he goes, I'm catching the train home to Penrith. And I said, really? He goes, yeah, man. And the people say, for a week, I'm going, I'm like, MZ, what a champion bloke. And I said, oh, how was the train last week? He goes, what do you mean? I said, Tom, you caught the train to Penrith. He goes, no, bro.
We just had, and it's going to be on the show next week, we just had the new coach of the Sydney Kings in here.
Yeah.
And before we press record, MG's standing here telling him how, you know, if it wasn't for rugby league, he probably would have gone down to professional basketball.
No. Yeah, I love him. MG can get away with that sort of stuff. I love it.
Hey, very quickly, yes. Brian Hall, he's also meant to be a maths genius.
Yeah.
Best subject at high school?
Oh, mate, HPE. Okay.
I was English.
Yeah.
You're English?
Yeah, written expression.
Oh, I don't know about this guy.
All right, English master. What's the headline tomorrow going to be?
Oom-pa-pa, that's how it goes. Pappenhausen.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Oh, yeah, nice, beautiful.
Well, he'll be man of the match, young boy. Go, okay. Papa.
All right, NRL Primetime coming up next. Anthony Maroon's going to jump in with you two gentlemen. MG, we got to go.
He's Liam, he's Dell, I'm MG. Stay random, Sydney.
Yeah, baby.